This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we are on the road again. It's my favorite song as a kid, by the way, that Willie Nelson jam, On the Road Again.
On but, the road again.
We're live at Tolbert Garage Door here
I'm
in
so
the ski
sorry.
On 30. Wow, I wondered what that wafted in on me, Chief.
Holy
dang. That's explosive right
that
there.
Is...
I tried to hit the corner over there, but then all of a sudden I hear Stranglehold.
Yeah.
I'm getting in the seat.
Yeah, we know I need to get you that
Can I just say how sorry I am?
Oh, you're good.
Wow.
You're good. Yeah.
Just I mean, so embarrassing.
I hope our guests.
Right off the jump.
Don't smell that. Right. I hope that does not make its way over to the Tolos that are here.
And here we go. People walking by.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Swim. Have a good day.
Hi. Yeah.
Keep
Have
moving.
An A1 day.
Can't take this guy anywhere. Yeah.
Keep moving.
That is.
Damn, I'm sorry.
Derek Chiafalo, one half of the Nosebleed Brothers. Wolchuk and Chiafalo in the house. I'm Gavin Dawson. There's Broadus. Lucius Alexander is back home in the Pimp Cup at Master Control, 75 and Fitzhugh. He's ready to go four flawless, okay? Rangers baseball is coming up at 6 o'clock, and we got to talk about that. Of course, acknowledge Carter Freeman coordinating your video back home. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. I'm in the YouTube chat. Ruben Portillo is remote engineering. Bobby Belt is here. And we love it. You know, it's a proper Tolo hangout. And if you want that scorching hot brand new G-Bag tumbler, it is calling your name. It is beautiful. It's all over our social media. And we probably have about 40 left. So get them while you can here at Tolbert Garage Door. Food trucks, bounce houses. There's auxiliary parking around the back. You'll be good to go.
I'll tell you what, guys. Walk outside and the smell and the air.
Thank you.
Not your smell, the good smell
outside.
You're
going to need to go outside and smell the good stuff.
These food trucks are rocking with their stuff. And Dawson brought wings, too. Chief, do you have some wings?
Oh, damn.
Jumping here on these wings.
Oh, he brought some wings.
Wow. I haven't even had the wings yet. I'm already in the trenches here.
Sounds like you might have had some wings and some eggs last night. Maybe a protein-rich diet, no doubt about it. Kamar Rocker. I don't know what he's going to do to recover. Struggling to get outs, despite having good stuff, according to Boach, throwing a little bit harder. And then he was late to cover first on a grounder and had a J.R. Smith type of moment.
And forgot there was a runner also on
which
base.
Which essentially lost him the game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an inexcusable mistake. And I did love Mike Bassick, and Mike had a tremendous breakdown of the whole thing. And I thought last night was one of his better moments probably on air. I know they played some of that on the morning show. I think Eric might have some of that. But, yeah, that's like baseball 101. You got to make sure you hustle your ass over there to cover first. And Kamar Rocker just like a gingerly stroll. So I don't know. I mean, you got to figure out more than two pitches. Certainly the movement on his pitches are good, and he can throw really hard. But, yeah, I think some of the stuff that Mike was insinuating where, like, you might be if you're a guy that can't add your repertoire and you're having issues going through a lineup more than once or twice at best, maybe a bullpen arm is in your future. But he's still young and he still hasn't pitched a ton in the big leagues, so work it out. But I wouldn't be surprised if that ends up being kind of what you're looking at here with Kamar Rocker.
Well, it's unfortunate. I think maybe
part of a deal to get somebody else.
Maybe, you know, I think there's a lot of different ways you could look at it. I'm excited about his talent still long term, but I mean, he's struggling right now. Apparently, there was a situation in one of his rehab starts with covering first as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, rookie mistakes. You keep those kind of things in mind, but
yeah, it costs you a game.
Yeah, and you know, I've been spending a lot of time like thinking about like how could a guy have an issue like that with everything on the line?
Yeah,
you know, and if you can't lock in and focus there, is this a guy you want to spend a ton of time developing, or
yeah.
is there some sort of a reason? Like, I think a lot of it, from what I can tell in personal experience and looking online, sometimes people struggle with ADD or they struggle under pressure and start thinking too much, and the next thing you know, things that are instinctual, you're forgetting to do. And I don't know if that's it. Like, he's pressing so much and he's jammed up by the first mistake that's leading to a second mistake. That's what I think is going on out there. And I think it's just a reminder that with him and Leiter, there's probably growing pains ahead. Yeah. Patience, you know, is going to be important.
Yeah, and Bochy with KNC today was talking about his peripherals and how even with the base runners in general, you know, he's guys are stealing bases on him left and right.
Sure.
And he threw out Leiter as a guy who's really improved in that area.
Yeah.
Obviously, Rocker needs to get going here, but that was maddening, dude.
Yeah, that was I'll tell you what was maddening is you had a chance with a runner on base and Seager at the plate.
Sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Gosh. You know, let's not wash our hands of that one.
Well,
you know?
Hustle, Josh Smith, both of his runs that
sure,
he scored.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's him just running the bases to perfection. I mean, that's what you want to go ahead and show your kids in Little League right there. That's how you do it.
Teaching tape.
Absolutely. And Wyatt came up with a big hit. You're right. That scores Josh. Now it's 5-4. And then your guy, your MVP, Corey Seager, comes up. And this is an opportunity to win the game.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it didn't go the Rangers' way.
Can we give a positive shout-out to the athleticism of old Langford?
Oh, jumping over. Yeah.
That was hot.
Yeah, his ability to, you know, he's for a guy that is so, as we say, like tightly wound, you know, the muscle on him, and his ability to show flexibility, and like even when you see him steal bases, and he's trying to keep from going by the bag, you know, and he's, you know, he's able to kind of contort his body and keep the hand or get the foot in there and stuff like that. The guy is an incredible player that way.
I mean, how strong is it to get over? But also to not overextend off balance. Your body is leaning forward. Your leg is going flat in an awkward landing on top of the base, and you're so athletic and strong that you just absorb all
of
that.
All that.
You know, I thought it was as
that
I'm
had
watching,
hyper-extension.
I'm like, how did he not hyper?
That had hyperextension knee. Written all
that's
over.
That's how Kyrie Irving ultimately his season ended.
Yeah,
is getting up, getting out of balance, and then getting flat legged as you land.
Yeah,
and he just ate that thing. So that was absolutely incredible, and it's one of the good moments. I mean, you score four runs this year. You're 21-3 when you score four runs, and unfortunately, you know, it wasn't your night with the starting pitching as it has been. But at least some encouraging or positive things happened last night. Now we'll hope for the best here this evening before, you know, they get a weekend series going in Washington, right? It's Nationals tomorrow.
Nationals next, yep.
Okay, look at this. They just brought in a nice leather couch. We're hanging out live.
Yeah.
Tolbert garage door in Mesquite off of 30.
First-class service over
hospitality,
here.
Hospitality, just 10 out of
10. Kidding me?
We want to see all of our East Side Tolos, right?
That's right.
This is Garland.
Yeah,
this
is Richardson. Dog in the building with a cowboy jersey on. This is incredible.
Ooh, number
what's the
11?
Jersey? Is it Micah Parsons?
That's a Micah Parsons jersey on a what looks like to be a.
Is that a Shih Tzu?
Maybe. Yeah. It's a Shih Tzu mix.
It's a mix.
Yeah, it's a mix.
You nailed it. You nailed it.
Shih Tzu mix.
Working with some veterinarians over here.
You know me. I'm a dog guy.
No, that's what it is, man.
You are a dog.
What other communities do we have? Mesquite. We have Siegelville out here. We want to see Balch Springs possibly in attendance.
Yeah.
If you were.
Had some people from Rockwall pop in to say hey.
Yeah. So
Fate, you're not too far.
And a gentleman mentioned, there he is right there, that we don't often make it to the east side. You know, we do a lot of stuff up north and out in Tarrant County.
We're kind of snobs.
A lot of stuff in Arlington. but we are here, and we want to see Tolo Tolo businesses. You know, this is a great networking opportunity with some of the other Tolo small business owners that are out there. Fantastic hangout. The Suns expected to ramp up their efforts to trade KD between now and the draft. Jordan Ott has been hired as the head coach, as we talked about yesterday. That means Sweeney at least not leaving for the Suns.
Yeah,
hoping to hold what I believe is Jason Kidd's top assistant.
Yeah, he is, and you know, possibility of talking to people around the league and some folk at the Mav. Maybe the Spurs are involved.
Get poached.
Yeah, maybe getting poached. So we'll see. Hopefully he hangs in here and stays with the Mavs. I think he does a fine job. I really do.
Well, I mean, do we need to worry about the Mavs head coach? when Tim McMahon putting that out there made me a little bit nervous.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, I'd like to see. Do you think that Sweeney would have an opportunity
for the Knicks job?
No. For the Mavs, if Jason Kidd were to leave.
It's a great question.
I think you would have to ask your superstar leadership, do you like playing for this guy? Mm-hmm. And if the answer is yes, I think, you know, it would make a lot of sense to give him an opportunity, unless you have some other great in mind that you're sure can handle the added responsibility and emotion of being a head coach. Because I think 2025, 2026 is so vitally important. If you're going to make this work, whatever chances you think there are, it's now, right? And I wouldn't want to waste that figuring out that that head coaching is too much for a guy, although – huge believer in Sweeney, and I am interested for hear more from Tim McMahon. Maybe we could get him on the show. You know, as this story evolves a little bit, that would definitely be nervous time. I would hate to try to replace Jason Kidd, though. The things that he has done here, the success that you have had, and his place in Dallas sports history,
no doubt.
I mean, it's just perfect for so many reasons. But, yeah, apparently Shum says there are five or six teams seriously interested in KD. I know after the Davis trade and before the flag, I was interested in adding KD. I don't know that I am right now. I don't know that you could come up with a trade package that would make sense, but I could be tempted. You know, if you could add KD, obviously, you know, PJ Washington, Derek Lively, young draft picks you would have in mind there. But it just doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, I think we really like this group and this core. We don't need more old, do we?
No. I'm in the business of trying to appreciate the fact that we just now have our window just and our timeline just reversed course in a beautiful way. So I am looking more to offload older, often injured, highly paid guys as opposed to acquiring them, especially when you talk about throwing out Derek Lively. Yeah. I mean, Walchuk just had a shiver go down
his spine. I did. I wanted to throw up in my mouth a little bit there.
So that would be a no for me, but I do think the Spurs are going to be in play here, the Rockets perhaps. So
can he still swing the balance of power? Him going there, does that make them a favorite?
I don't know that it does. I don't know that it makes them necessarily a favorite, but I do think on especially that Rockets team, you saw a lot to like. That's a playoff team.
Yeah.
And now you get a thoroughbred scorer who is still as lethal as ever when it comes to putting the ball in the hoop. So I think that does a lot for you, but I mean, I don't know.
San Antonio is just interesting. Like Fox, Wemby, KD, in my mind, that should take over.
Yeah. You're right. I think that trio right there would be fantastic, but I still think they'd probably come up short. Even Oklahoma City right now.
Yeah.
Going through Oklahoma City would be extremely difficult, but Durant's still a stud.
Okay, Kamish, Adam Silver confirming USA versus the World 2026 All-Star Game. I'm sure Chief can have more on that coming up in a rim session a little bit later on, but I thought that was a no-brainer after the success of the Winter Olympics. Is there any way we can harness some of that?
Right.
That'd be a lot of fun. Derek Carr on retiring, he says he couldn't just take the Saints' money. What are you working on over there, Brian?
I was asking to see if I can get Tim McMahon on.
Okay. That'd be great.
Yeah. We do have Bobby March tomorrow at 4.
Yeah, I just was reaching out. I know we were supposed to have Tim on before and got some confusion of some other guests and things like that.
We're
so hopefully
down.
McMahon doesn't completely hate me.
Well, I appreciate
He'll
it.
He'll hate you now.
Yeah.
Tim will hate you in a heartbeat.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah.
Oh, no. He's a hateable guy.
No way he would hate us more than he hates Stars fans, right?
No.
Absolutely not.
Oh, wow.
No, I think Tim likes the confrontation, you know?
Oh, he does.
That's fun to him.
Tim's got some Parcells in him where he kind of like will push you to see if you'll cave.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so I think – and then if you cave, he's like, he has no respect for you.
Yeah. We did just get breaking news in, boys. It is happening. The saga is over, it seems.
For Jamie Ben?
With Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
dang.
I thought there was a Jamie Ben jersey.
The saga does not continue?
Okay, no. It's the most obvious thing in the world, right? We all knew he was going to become a Steeler.
I guess it's fine. I mean, shout out to Zero, who's texted Eric and I, but Tom Pelissero is reporting that four-time NFL MVP Aaron Rodgers has informed the Steelers that he's going to fly to Pittsburgh tomorrow. He's going to sign before next week's mini camp, according to multiple insiders. So they're finally going to get a deal done. He's going to play his 21st NFL season, and it will be in the black and gold. So the worst kept secret in the NFL, I guess, was just whenever Aaron Rodgers was ready, and now he's ready.
Yeah.
You know, I've been watching this Enigma show, and I got to tell you, I think I've hated on Aaron Rodgers more than any athlete out there over the last 5 years plus, maybe. And I guess I'm rooting for him, you know. And I guess that's what a documentary or a biography or whatever that is can do. It's going to show you the likable side of the story. But I just think his whole deal is genuine, right? Is it always on point? Does it resonate with everybody? Is it relatable? No. You know, but I don't think he's like fake and manipulating the world. I just think he's like confused and trying to figure it out and has come across some things that help him cope with it, I guess would be my takeaway. So I'm hoping he has success there. I don't know if he will. Obviously, they have good defense. They've had a horrible offense. And, you know, he's going to have to be a big part of fixing that now with DK Metcalf, although without George Pickens. I would imagine if I'm Rodgers and I found out they traded Pickens, I'm like, that's my guy. Right. I was about to work magic with this dude. You know, every other throw I put up in the end zone is about to be a touchdown to him back shoulder. You know, that's the wizard that I think could really get the most out of Pickens. But I don't know. Maybe there was no correlation in there at all, and the Steelers were making decisions independently. But, man, I would think if we're going to get this thing done finally for the city of Pittsburgh, having those two guys plus Aaron Rodgers could have really opened up a window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and maybe that speaks to the fact George Pickens obviously is talking about how he didn't want to be there, and he voiced that. And even before Pickens was traded, it was Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf working out together. Right. In California or wherever they did it. I think it was in Pittsburgh. I think Rodgers wanted to go just kind of get a lay of the land a little bit. And he was not working out with Pickens. He was working out with Metcalf.
All right, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Come on in to Tolbert Garage Door here for your G-Bag Tumbler. Collector's items. Okay, we brought 50 of them. Ruben's going to give me an update here at the break. Portillo's remote engineering and running promotions for us, basically.
I just saw four walk out the door.
We got a packed house. Yeah, maybe four out the door,
yeah,
baby.
This thing's about to get serious.
But hang out. Let's fellowship. We'll get you the G-Bag of the Day champion. Come up on the other side, and then Wolchuk's top 10 at 220. Buddy, what's the subject matter looking like today?
Might combo this up. It's the NBA Finals, so I've got the top finals performances of all time, but also National Ketchup Day. Who doesn't love ketchup? But I've got the top foods for and not for ketchup. That's next in the nation.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Colby Tolbert just told me beer truck and barbecue truck next door, right? So you can have a proper Tolo hangout.
Yeah.
Get yourself a cold beer. Have a pint. Okay, come on by. It's the G-Bag Nation here at Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite off 30. And, I don't know, maybe a couple of dozen G-Bag tumblers remain. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And back in the Pimp Cup, here's Lucius.
Yeah, here I am. Here I is. What up, though?
What up, though?
What up, though? What up, though? Shout out to Detroit for that. What up, though? All right,
this
is
good.
Yeah, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. Replay it at 2:30, which you're hearing right here. If you see anything floating out there, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P, man. All right, we have a proper crash out at the CVS. Buddy got the wrong pills, and he was trying to trigger the clerk.
Trouble here. Give my money back for the pill. That was the wrong pill.
This guy told me to f*** my mother.
F*** your mother and give my money back for the pill.
Just rude.
Now you're not going to kill me. F*** your mother. Free speech. America.
Yeah.
F*** your mother.
America.
F*** your father. F*** you. Give my money back for my pill. Now somebody better give me $35 back is what they better do.
What the hell I'm talking about?
Right now.
Right now.
Yeah, the cops are coming. F*** you. F*** you. The cops are coming. Free speech, bro. Free speech. Queer. Are you queer?
Oh, you oh my damn. God.
Why are you like that? Get the hell out of here. You queer.
Can we play that word?
Found it.
Yeah,
we
man.
The keyword.
That's a real word. Queer? Yeah. What do you think that the Q in LGBT quad is?
Get the quad.
The quad. Hey, that's the quad.
What up, Kevin?
That's Kevin Hagland over there.
Hey. Do you think that's going to end poorly for that fella who's doing all the ranting and raving about free speech?
Probably. Yeah, probably not welcome to that CVS again.
Probably not.
Try his free speech at a pharmacy way down the road.
Yeah.
He'll have a hard time getting through his bus pass.
If you listen to that clip, though, there's a music playing in the background. Just the two of us is playing.
Oh, wow.
So there's a proper crash out happening. Just the two of us.
Thank you. Lucius will have the challengers to the champ coming up at 5:30. It's time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 2:20. Here he is.
Thank you very much. Happy National Ketchup Day. I know that's one of your favorite condiments, Iggy. Gosh, you love ketchup.
Thumbs down. Just real quick about your champion. Do you think it would have been a great marketing opportunity if you're like, hey, he might tolerate that crap at Walgreens. Mm. We're CVS. We're not having any of that.
That would have been a great grill.
That
would have
been good.
Opportunity.
Yeah. Been like Burger King and McDonald's and the few that they had back in the day with their commercials going at each other. I like that. I like a good a war between people that have similar products.
Yeah,
it can be fun and creative. What are some things that are great to put ketchup on, things that aren't? And then we've also got a final spin to this. We'll take a trip down memory lane, go through some of the best finals performances of all time here. Big shout out to some of the Tolos that have come out as we're at Tolbert Garage Door, 3916 I-30 Frontage Road here in Mesquite. Alonzo, Jason, Nick, LeVar.
It's happening.
It is, man. It's alive and popping, and you're going to need to get out here pretty quick, I think, if you want to get one of these tumblers.
Agreed. Yeah.
We're not really having an issue giving these away.
I would like to shout out Ryan Woody from Irving, who sent his mother-in-law out here to pick up his tumbler.
That's
an incredible mother-in-law and sister-in-law, by the way. They doubled up. MVPs.
Commitment.
Okay, 214, I'm addicted to the food list that y'all do. Please give up the good work. All right, we'll start with the food, just for you, 214. Best things to put ketchup on?
I think everything's fighting for second after a bacon cheeseburger. You know, just be honest with you.
Well, how would you feel if somebody picked up one of those orange magic wings right now? They just put a little ketchup on there.
I would think it's weird.
Yeah. Offensive?
But if you like ketchup that much, I would understand. Definitely not offensive.
Because there's some people, and probably a lot of kids out there, that basically put ketchup on everything.
I'll be honest, I don't think I've ever seen, and I'm a big wing guy.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen chicken wing dipped in ketchup.
Me either.
Yeah, that is odd.
But you don't like ketchup. I'm surprised because you're like a chicken tendy guy.
And that's what I was going to say. Isn't chicken tenders or chicken nuggets or hot dogs in the mix mm-hmm. for if first place is taken?
All of them.
I feel like they'd be in the mix for second.
French fries, of course.
French fries are the number one seed, followed by the hot dogs, the chicken nuggets. Meatloaf, Brian.
Meatloaf. But see, you could actually use meat. You put the ketchup while you're baking the meat.
Right on
top.
So
it's part
of. Yeah.
It's in the ground beef.
That's nice top layer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. With some
just
ketchup
burnt a little
there.
Bit.
Well, you can almost make brown sugar and stuff. You can kind of doll it up. It doesn't have to be ketchup.
Yeah. It needs to be sweet.
Yeah.
Like all the meatloaf, the best meatloaf, when they crust it up.
Put some ketchup with some honey.
Yep, absolutely.
And then brown sugar and then kind of and make your crust.
I like the meatloaf because I don't ask questions about what went into it. I'm definitely one of those people where it's more mental than anything. And I'm like, you shouldn't have told me what was in that food.
Okay, I might have asked you guys this before, but have you ever gotten the meatloaf where they cook a hard-boiled egg right in the middle of it?
Nope.
What?
Yeah.
Can't say I have.
One time.
Those folks are in prison.
One time. You know what? It might be like a Russian or Ukrainian dish because I had it made for me once, and it was by a Russian family, and it was utterly disgusting. And my dad to this day won't eat meatloaf because when he was growing up, that's how his mother cooked it.
Just one?
Off-putting.
Just one?
Just one hard-boiled egg in the middle.
I'm looking at like some photos right there.
They like stuff it. It's like a stuffed meatloaf with the egg in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it seems like you'd have the ends where it would be egg-free.
It just didn't work for me, and I'm cool with meatloaf and hard-boiled eggs individually. Brian, I know you're just not. Well, it's the texture of it, the rubberiness.
The whole thing is, though, to make good meatloaf, you have to use eggs. It's part of the binder.
But not hard-boiled.
Not at all.
Even though, from an artistry standpoint, it looks cool.
Yeah.
Your eyes first.
Okay, grilled cheese is next up.
Huh.
And the 214 said ketchup on your grilled cheese dip style. That is the best.
That would be tomato basil soup.
Thank you.
If you want to use the ketchup to help the tomato basil soup, go
that
with
could
that.
Work out.
Yep. Yeah. Tater tots is another one.
Tater
by
tots.
The
I mean, any potato
hash
product.
Browns.
Any potato product.
Hash browns are best with a little ketchup.
No
on
doubt.
Them.
Maybe some onion rings. You could do that as well if you want.
Perfect.
The burger 100%. And
perfect.
Then eggs do come in next up on the best things to put ketchup on. Is the eggies. Mm. The worst things, pasta.
Yeah.
Ugh. Kids that do that.
Be weird. It's like ketchup on pasta.
Instead of spaghetti sauce, they
do
ketchup.
Kids do that.
I mean, it is tomato.
Or tomato sauce, I guess.
Right?
Yeah. Remy, 3.5, she calls ketchup sauce, and she'll put it on anything. You know?
Okay.
So she
does love her ketchup.
And if they're going to eat it at that age, I'm just going to be quiet.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Seafood.
Seafood, yeah.
Mix it with some horseradish, and you got a pretty good cocktail sauce.
Now, if it's fried fish, like fish sticks and ketchup, not bad.
Yeah, catfish.
But if we're talking like you're not dipping, salmon. Crawfish in there or shrimp or crab.
Make a ramelade out of all
that. Yeah, we're not
use
doing
as a base.
That. Now, is there ketchup in cocktail sauce?
Yes. Crap. Absolutely. See, that's what I'm saying. It's ketchup with horseradish sauce. And the little woo sauce.
I don't know if I agree with this.
Little woo sauce.
Steak at number three. There's a lot of people that do like their ketchup and steak. Shout out to Patrick Mahomes.
That guy quarterbacking at KC.
Yeah, that's
I had a guy look at me at Roadhouse once because I asked for barbecue sauce to dip the fries in, and he thought I was going to put it on the steak, and he goes, I mean, we do, but.
Oh, he was disrespected by this.
Yeah, you have to specify. You have to specify.
I was like, it's for the fries.
Yeah.
I do usually tip.
Not anymore. Sushi. You're not putting ketchup on sushi.
No way.
Salad. That'd be disgusting. Roasted vegetables.
All right. Let's go.
Look at this.
Look at this.
Oh, look at this. My gosh. The largest outdoor sandwich we've ever seen. The Great Outdoors.
The Great Outdoors makes a badass sandwich.
It's a 6-footer.
They do a great job.
This is like an Italian.
4-footer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. We got the confirmation. The analytics sandwich team just came in and gave me the forefinger. That is a 4-foot sandwich. Yeah. That looks incredible.
That is wild. That's
Chief
what
called half of it at the break. He's already got dibs. We're fighting over the rest of it. Where's y'all's sandwich at?
Yeah. Holbert Garage. We're getting on out here. The Great Outdoor sub, salads, and ice cream. They got 6 locations across DFW. That most popular sub, though, Eric. What would that be?
Oh, my gosh. That would be the fresh-baked bread, freshly cut meat, turkey pastrami, capicola. the spiced ham, salami, pepperoni, bologna, provolone.
It's all loaded up.
Let's
it's
like go.
The look Italian at the layer you've ever seen.
Look wow. at the layering on
onions
that.
Have layers. Yeah, get on out here. Get yourself a piece of this sandwich.
Intercepted.
Out
Chief.
Here in Mesquite,
nice
Tolbert Garage door. And then thank cheese so and ketchup would be the last one. You're not mixing your cheese and your ketchup.
Is this a number 12? Number 12. Here we go. How about this? Yeah.
Broadus knows the menu.
Yeah.
He sure does.
This thing is
hey, thank you very
they
much.
Do a
thank
hell
you, bro.
Of a job. They
really
do
appreciate
that.
You.
Yeah, thank
hooking
you.
It up fat right here in Mesquite. Okay, there's your ketchup. Lucius, any pros and cons when it comes to the ketchup? Things that you absolutely will put it on, absolutely won't? Nothing there? Thank you so much. We'll show off the delicious sandwich here. Okay, let's slide into the
this
most.
This thing's incredible.
Oh, yeah? You want to give it a review?
Hey, Eric. Hey, Eric. Do you know how tall you are? Because you said it was the 6-footer, and I was like, "Do you think that sandwich is as tall as you?"
That's incredible. Okay, that is kind of what I was looking. Okay.
What sauce is this? We got oil.
It's a vinaigrette.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
shout
yeah.
it out.
It makes
yeah,
it
yeah.
better.
A little,
I'd good, recommend
a little
it.
Drizzle. Okay, greatest finals performances of all time. Game one of the finals tonight. I don't know how pumped you guys are. I know you were talking about it earlier.
I am excited.
I have picked Indiana to win this thing.
Oh.
Just, you know, going against the grain. I'm pulling for Rick Carlisle. I know OKC's way better, but Indiana's kind of dealt with that, I think, throughout the entire playoff run.
I don't know if you're so inclined, but they're more than 4-1. Your money,
yeah.
if you think Indiana's going to win this series.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, if people have the necessary means, they should go for it.
Yeah, might be. Might be looking into this. We go to game six of the 2016 NBA Finals. The King, LeBron James.
Yeah.
41-11-8, along with 4 steals and 3 blocks in that game to keep Cleveland alive. Ultimately, they ended up winning it in 7.
And that's an all-time great finals performance,
no
like
doubt.
For the whole.
Well, is it the only time that anyone's come back from 3-1 down in the finals?
In the finals, I believe that is correct.
So, I mean, history-making. I mean, the Warriors team that had won, what was it, 72 games?
73.
Or 73. Yeah. Some, yeah, I mean, they
the
were in the midst of their dynasty, the block,
yeah.
the Kyrie shot,
yeah.
no doubt. Game 6 of the 2021 NBA Finals, which I think gets forgotten pretty
yes,
easily.
Yes, yeah. very forgettable.
Giannis, he ended up with 50 points, 14 boards. 2 assists, 5 blocks in that game.
Wow.
Suns led that series 2-0, and then just ever since then have just been downhill as a franchise.
You know what? I remember that because it really did look like, even though it was just 2 games, it really did look like Milwaukee was overmatched. And then they flipped the switch,
it's
and you're
crazy.
Like, I'm so sorry for doubting your abilities.
That was like the shortened season
yes.
NBA right off the COVID year.
After the 50-pointer, Giannis, remember, didn't he go to Chick-fil-A and
yes.
get the 50 nuggets?
The nuggets.
Yeah, and Sprite, right? Half Sprite, half lemonade?
I think that's right. And that was also at a time, and that's what concerns me about like when they made the move for Anthony Davis. I still thought the Mavericks were looking at Anthony Davis and Giannis from like 3 years ago when they were the best defensive players in the league and not now when they're just good defensive
right,
players.
Right, right. Tim Duncan, game one of the 0-3 finals. 32, 20 boards in this game.
Jeez.
6 assists, 7 blocks,
damn,
and 3 steals.
He's in the mix for that quadruple double.
Holy crap, that's unbelievable against the New Jersey Nets. We had game 3 of 2018. KD went off, 43-13-7, a steal and 1 block. And then finally, let's go to Magic Johnson in 1980, shall we?
Let's
That's
do this.
Game 6, right?
Oh, what, Kareem can't play?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. 42-15, 7 assists, 3 steals, and 1 block. Lakers pulled out to a 3-2 lead over the Sixers with that Game 5 win. And you had Kareem down with that ankle injury, and the Magic just putting the team on his back there.
It is incredible. And they, what year was that again?
That was 1980.
Okay, 1980.
Same year as Lake Placid.
And that was.
What a magical year for America.
It really was. And they were like, you need to play center? No problem.
I got
that was
this.
Incredible.
I got this.
Well, thank you, Wolchuk.
Last one, though. We got to mention Michael Jordan. We did have Adrian in the house with a Michael Jordan shirt on. Game 4 of the 93 finals would be his best performance. 55-8-4. Bulls went up 3-1 in that series, ultimately won it over the Suns.
Shoot, guys. Yeah. We are live at Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite. G-Bag tumblers still available while they last. It's off 30. Food trucks, bounce houses, local vendors, including the Great Outdoors, which just dropped us off this amazing Italian sandwich. We're enjoying that, and we want you to come by a fellowship with us. There's beer here. They got beer truck outside. Bobby Belt from Sean and RJ joins us to unpack the OTAs coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social
social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Through the Fan. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at Tolbert Garage Door. The G-Bag tumblers are almost already out, but there's plenty of fellowship to be had here. There's cold beer. There's bounce houses for the kids. All sorts of fun and some delicious food. I mean, the great outdoors. Sub salads and ice cream. Not only that, but they have cookies as well that I just found out at the break after that delicious Italian sandwiches. So there's some for everybody. And Bobby Belt joins us now here from Sean and RJ to help us unpack these OTAs. How the hell are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are y'all?
We're doing wonderful. I'm trying to.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi.
I'm trying to figure out how excited we should be about this football team. Are you seeing enough to be optimistic as we start to head for Oxnard?
Yeah, so the things that you can actually ascertain or learn about them right now, yeah. Like, I mean, that's all stuff that looks improved and looks better. So, like, does the culture, does the tone around their practices, around their building feel better right now? Yeah, it does. Does everybody like Dak moving better right now? Does he look healthier than I would have anticipated? Yeah, like guys seem ahead of schedule on some of the injury things. You're seeing, I think, some of these players that are new, that are getting integrated, and they're talking about the culture difference compared to where they've been in other places. You're seeing some of them really look comfortable within the roles that they're playing here at OTA. So George Pickens is coming along well, and he seems to be, you know, the questions about personality, whatever else, he seems to be positive out there at the practices. You've got Jack Sanborn or Kenneth Murray at linebacker, and they look comfortable right now in some of the defensive stuff. So a lot of it's going to be very process-oriented at this stage. You're not going to be able to see a lot of different things. But, yeah, what you can see and what you can gather right now, it all looks more positive than I feel like it probably did a year ago.
Where's Schottenheimer? Do you think the fact that he's been here the last several years kind of knew the things that Mike McCarthy missed out with this team and he's not going to make that mistake? Do you see a difference in the – I mean, we could talk about enthusiasm and all those things, but do you think there was really a little bit of a disconnect between McCarthy and the players?
Yeah, I would say that.
Are you sure? He's your guy.
Would you say that, though?
No, McCarthy is your guy.
I know that with Bobby, but I'm saying it seems like to me that guys are starting to say, or they're either they're tweeting about it or posting about it, like, oh, fun again, all these things. Mm-hmm. Like, where do you feel like just initially what you've seen on the field, has Schottenheimer's staff been different than where they were the last 5 years?
So Michael Irvin talked a lot about this. I think you guys had referenced it during this week, that when Irvin had been out there, it's a much more competitive environment at practice.
Oh, please be competitive.
And that's the thing. Like, Jason Garrett loved that.
Jason
Garrett loved the competitive periods. He always talked about, like, I want juice. I want juice at practice from guys. McCarthy, his practices, and it's just a different way to do it. Yeah. McCarthy's practices a lot of times emphasize preservation, making sure guys weren't getting burned out, making sure that he was keeping guys healthy, because McCarthy was more a war of attrition guy. Mm. Injuries are what are going to do us in more than some of the other things. And so that's fine. That's a philosophy that some coaches have. Schottenheimer is much more in line, I think, with the Dan Quinn, Jason Garrett view of, we need to be competitive all the time. We need these guys locked in into competitiveness. And that's what I think you're seeing a lot of during this, is that you're hearing chirping constantly during the practices from players. You're hearing it from the coaches talking to the players. So I'd say that's probably the most noticeable difference. Also, just the fact that McCarthy generally stayed planted with the quarterbacks all the time. McCarthy was with the quarterbacks, and that's where he stayed. Schottenheimer kind of bounces around, moves around the line, talks to everybody. Remember Garrett used to do this before? He'd walk up, he'd shake everybody's hand in the stretch line. That's kind of the Schottenheimer thing too. Mm. And so I think that I think for the Cowboys, it's something where, and I hesitate to say this because I don't want people to take this the wrong way. This is meant as a positive thing.
Be careful, Bob.
I think the Cowboys view Schottenheimer as, you can be what we envisioned and what we thought Garrett was going to be and maybe wasn't. Is that we're getting all the culture stuff, but they think
a coach with personality?
And well, just like willing to do all the culture stuff that they love, but then also maybe bringing things into a more modern scope on the offense.
Yes, the excitement. With the new offensive line coach, Deuce Vaughn, that relationship. Patrick Walker had an article out today about Deuce and how this is going to be a big storyline for the running back room. And we've talked Miles Sanders, we've talked Javonte Williams. I've kind of been on the assumption Deuce Vaughn's not making this roster. Mm-hmm. Should we maybe change that thinking?
I mean, I have not seen Deuce Vaughn take a ton of reps. I mean, he's been back there on some special team stuff. He's been in the backfield for various things. He's been in there for 7-on-7. But no, I mean, the focus on first team has been, it's been Javonte Williams and it's been Miles Sanders. Second team, it's largely been Jaden Blue. And so, I mean, that's kind of where things are at right now. I also wonder a little bit, and this is just to be fair to everyone here, is that Deuce Vaughn's been here with Brian Schottenheimer for 2 years. Brian Schottenheimer spent a lot of time with Deuce Vaughn.
Yeah.
During OTAs, Brian Schottenheimer may be prioritizing, I've got three guys who need to understand what we're doing, and so they're getting the reps right now. These are the guys who are going to stand in here and understand, here are the calls, this is where you need to be, and getting all of that
That
could be why we've seen less Deuce Vaughn, but, I mean, yeah, I think that he's in a position where he's kind of on the outside looking in probably right now.
Yeah, because he can't play special teams. I just thought that was weird to just kind of randomly come out there, because he did have – now his former offensive line coach in college is the new one. Maybe the symmetry with the run game, they have a plan for him.
He will be a big bubble discussion, I think, when we get to camp. He's going to be one of the handful of guys that we're saying, like, is he on or is he off, and camp's going to be big for him.
Bobby Belt here with you in the G-Bag Nation Live Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite. You were there as Stephen Jones got upset with the media the other night.
Mm-hmm.
What was your read on that? Wasn't that weird?
Yeah, because you know Jerry's got the famous line he likes to say when he's getting a little worked up, where he'll say, "And I'm smiling when I say this."
Yeah,
Stephen was not smiling when he said it. Stephen was agitated at the questions. I think for Stephen, maybe it's 20% out of that, if we're going to break up that frustration that he showed or that agitation, 20% of that is maybe the situation in and of itself. I think 80% of it was probably, you guys understand how I'm going to answer all these questions. Are you going to, as we're transitioning inside to finish up practice, are you going to keep me here with Mike and questions all day? Because if you're doing that, I'm just going to go back in and finish watching practice. So I think he was hoping there would be a catch the hint of where we're at with what I'm going to tell you on this. And I'll stand here and give you some information on other things. But I think he was just a little frustrated that you guys are not catching the hint fast enough that I don't want to talk about this right now. But, I mean, it is still – it's interesting that he did not as frequently with Dak's questions or CD's questions in years past. We haven't gotten an answer like that from him on those players.
How about Trayvon Diggs? Is he going to be at minicamp next week? How disgruntled is he towards the Cowboys?
I think they are – I don't know that he's disgruntled. I don't know if that's the right word. I think they are – when we talk about the frustration they may have with Micah, I think this organization is significantly more frustrated with Trayvon Diggs than they are Micah Parsons right now. Hmm. Like, I think that they feel like last year was tough during the rehab process. He's not here right now. They would prefer that he would be. And that they would prefer that they'd be able to get eyes on him and work closely with him. But, I mean, it's also, as everybody keeps underlining, Schottenheimer, Stephen Jones, everybody else, it's optional. They'll keep saying that. And what they're trying to tell you is there's only so much we can lean on these guys before the NFLPA starts telling us back off because it's optional and you guys need to chill. But Trayvon Diggs is, I think, handling things his own way. He handles a lot of things his own way. And I think that it's something where I'm going to be really interested to see 12 months from now where Trayvon Diggs is. Because I don't know that it will be here.
Yeah, like if he didn't get hurt.
If he didn't get hurt.
I don't think he'd be here now.
If he didn't get hurt, there would be – I don't know that I'd be so calm to say he wouldn't be here, but, I mean, there would have been discussions. There would have been talk about him.
Isn't it crazy the $500,000 deal? Or, I mean, $500,000 for him – accumulating for missing, like just
yeah, but I mean,
his agent they just intentionally are just willing to leave that on the table.
So, I mean, ultimately, the agent's probably not gonna fight for that. So, that's gonna impact Trayvon a lot more than it would the agent. So, I think at that point, it's just if it's a decision Trayvon wants to make and Trayvon's willing to say, who cares about $500,000? It's like, all right, well, I mean, the incentive was in there and we thought that was gonna be enough. If it's not enough for you. Okay, I guess that's your cost, but
Cowboys get a $500,000 back.
And I think for him, for Diggs, it would be a case of if $500,000 doesn't motivate you to just be in here, is that a case where you've
that's
just reached a point of yeah. I'm content with my money, I'm content with my finances. And if that's the case, then I would think that would be a concern. But it may be deeper than that. Diggs posted something on social media. I think he was at a wedding recently. So it may just be a case where Diggs says, I've got other priorities during the offseason, and these are voluntary.
Okay, I loved your drawing of George Pickens' touchdown.
It was great.
Like, seriously, scale 1 to 10. Jim
Kemsky. Yeah. No, it was we weren't allowed to take photos during that period. It's a no cameras period. So I just had to illustrate it because it was very impressive. But he is he had a great practice the other day. He was the one. Him and Joe Milton, I think, stood out the most in terms of exciting moments in that practice. And, you know, CeeDee Lamb sitting out, it was, I think, time where they said, all right, Pickens, you spent 2 weeks here just getting the calls and getting the steps and the details right. Let's get you some work here now.
It's Bobby Belt here with you in the G-Bag Nation. Now, about 5 years ago, there was a big conversation about run versus pass on early downs. Mm-hmm. Remember that? And how much, you know, do you want to be running versus passing in general is very interesting, I think, because of, you know, how much winning percentages drop once you go over 35 attempts for most offenses.
Mm-hmm.
What is your ideal for run-pass splits in all downs? And how do you approach that moving forward with Dak over 30 and all this investment in your offensive line?
It's so tough because it does feel very chicken and the egg, like the question that you're looking at. Because you look at it and go, all right, 35 pass attempts is a threshold. Usually if it's below that or if you're winning ball games, it's usually you're up and now you're trying to run out clock. And so you're typically going to pull things back or scale things back so you're not trying as many pass attempts. I don't know that it's a magic number thing necessarily. I do think that there's probably a better argument to run the football or to be better at running the football today than there was 4 years ago. because defenses have done a lot with the different two high shell looks and different disguises pre-snap. And with creeper blitzes and everything else, that they're trying to make things as difficult as possible for a lot of these quarterbacks who come out of college with their hand being held, and they haven't been forced to process a lot of times, and they get to the NFL and now they're seeing a lot of exotic things that they hadn't seen before. So I think that there's a better opportunity to just execute running efficiently. If you can do that, great. I think last year there were a couple teams that ran the ball more efficiently on EPA per play than they did pass the ball. And that's not, that wasn't the case 5 years ago. Everybody in general passed the ball more efficiently. Now you've got some margins there because of how teams have said we've got to take away the pass. So I think it just kind of depends on the defensive philosophy you're looking at and how you're able to execute it. I think teams are going to play Dallas as, we're going to commit two safeties to take away Pickens and Lamb, and we're going to see early on in the season if you can run the ball. And if you can't, we're just going to do that all year.
Be exciting if they can. What are you looking forward to cover next week?
I'm really interested to see how, Joe Milton continues to progress. He's really fascinating to watch. He's going to be a star at training camp. He's going to have bad moments. It does look Trey Lance-like at times in terms of the processing, but the skill is undoubtedly there. I'm going to be really interested to continue to follow along and see if Miles Sanders is as optimistic. I didn't anticipate anything from Miles Sanders, and he's looked really positive at this point.
Bobby, why have we not heard much about, offensive line play?
I think just because, we're in
we really haven't done anything with Booker or rotations or anything like that. That's me. I want to see where these guys are kind of lining up.
The only rotation I've seen at all is we saw Hoffman get a couple snaps at center with the first team in week two. That's been it. Otherwise, it's been the exact offensive line everybody anticipated. Steele and Guyton, Booker and Tyler
Smith. Are they giving Guyton all the work there and not subbing him out?
Not with first team, not that I've noticed. Now they've obviously, they only make one practice available, the OTAs to the media week. They could be doing a lot of that work, but we're not out there.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you, Bobby.
Love you all.
Great to see you, as always. Bobby Belt with Sean and RJ, 6 to 10 weekday mornings here on 105 Through the Fan. We got 1 hour down, 3 to go. We are live at Tolbert Garage Door. What is this? Beer truck and barbecue truck on the side by the bounce houses. Come on out. Crack them if you got them. It is a thirsty Thursday. And coming up on the other side, Krusty's Corner with Broadus at 3:40. And we'll talk Rangers and hockey with you. Take a look at the developing national sports scene this afternoon as well. That's coming up next here, the Cheapback Nation of the Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.